Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Ladies and gentlemen, the dam is broken. The water's flushing through. It is now over for the left as they have to belatedly acknowledge they're imbeciles and we've been correct the whole time. Exhibit number one, Sanjay Gupta. He was on with Jake Tapper. And CNN, Sanjay Gupta had to admit that, listen, what we told people a long time ago, that the hospitalization COVID numbers were likely being inflated because if you wind up in a hospital because of an ingrown toenail that gets infected and they test you for corona and you test positive, you were being coded in many cases or being talked about, at least in the public discourse on the left, as a COVID case in the hospital. You were not a COVID case. You were an ingrown toenail case who had COVID. Not the other way around. Big difference. Everybody get that? Of course you do. You've been listening to this show and conservative media for a year. We've been telling you the truth, and the misinformation merchants on the left have been lying to you. Here's Sanjay Gupta on CNN finally acknowledging with Jake Tapper yesterday that, yes, being in the hospital with COVID and because of COVID are two different things. Here, check this out.
So the hospitals are still stretched thin because of this, so I'm not trying to take away from that. But if 40% in some hospitals, 40% of the people who have COVID don't necessarily have problematic COVID. They're there because they got in a car accident. They're there because, they bumped their head. And they're being included as in the hospital with COVID. That number seems kind of misleading.
Yeah, I agree, Jake. It surprises me that they have not been able to parse out that data more carefully. I think the data that Dr. Olensky is quoting is from New York State, and we've been following that data as well. And I can show you what we've seen, sort of tracks with what she said. But out of all the patients that are in the hospital, about 57%, these are COVID patients, admitted because of or complications from COVID, 43% admitted for other reasons and then diagnosed with COVID.
Oh, my gosh. We've only been saying this for a year. Now, why? Why? Folks, this is just so it pains me to have to tell you this, how disingenuous and how grotesque our government has become. These swamp beings and these just. I got to stop myself. I'm going to say something I don't want to, because I want to keep the focus on what's going on here and not my emotions surrounding it. You have been lied to for 2 years now for two reasons and two reasons only. They wanted to attack Donald Trump, and now they want to protect Joe Biden, who by his own measure, remember when he said any president on guard while there's 220,000 deaths from COVID doesn't deserve to be president. There are more deaths now under Biden. So now what does the media do? They needed a fear porn campaign. Hospitals are overflowing. People are dying everywhere with COVID. They're burning the bodies, Joe, in the emergency room. It's everywhere. People are being treated on the roofs, in the parking lots. There's mass death. It's happening everywhere. There's no doctors. Meanwhile, doing dance videos and stuff in the hallway of these hospitals, right? The hospitals are overflowing.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
That was perfect. One of my favorite movies, Ghostbusters. It's true. That's what was happening. Why? Not because any of it was true. Of course, there were hospitals that had issues, but not because it was happening anyway and systemically throughout the country, but because they needed to make it appear that Donald Trump didn't have his arms around in a bear hug the situation and lost control so they can attack him. Now that Joe Biden's numbers on coronavirus are far, far worse, they have to start to dial all that back. Dial it back. Dial it back. No, none of that's happening now. All these people in the hospital that are sick, unlike Trump, these people are there just with COVID, not because of COVID. It's so disgusting to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm begging you. I am begging you. I am literally begging you. Please tune these idiots out. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog.
Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers in the role made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Here's another example. Of course, the left hated the vaccine when the vaccine first hit the market because it was a Donald Trump Operation Warp Speed phenomenon. Then when Joe Biden got in office, people loved the vaccine. They worshiped the vaccine like it was a god, like it was Gozer the Gozerian from Ghostbusters, right? They worshiped the vaccine. Oh, my God, you don't take the vaccine. You're killing people because it stops transmission. Remember Rachel Maddow? It stops. She's pounding the desk. When you take the vaccine, each vaccinated person, it stops.
Yep.
Yeah, remember that one? Yeah, Joe, that one collapsed too.
Oh.
Cue up video number two, Gee. Here is the Pfizer CEO himself acknowledging that everything we had warned about the limitations of the vaccine is now true, too. Check this out.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good. And less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way, that will cover Omicron as well. And of course, we are waiting to have the final results. The vaccine will be ready in March.
I had Dr. Scott Atlas on my radio show yesterday about his new book, A Plague on Our House. It was an amazing interview. He was just incredible. He was on the Trump COVID task force. He had some stunning insider account stories that are in his book. Again, it's called A Plague on Our House, if you want to pick it up. But one of the things he brought up that they knew early on was that the vaccine had some limitations and they probably shouldn't jump to conclusions. They found out later as the data came in that the vaccine may be a personal mitigation measure that may protect you against death or hospitalization. But the vaccine is clearly at no point anymore, the vaccines we have now, a public health mitigation measure. In other words, it may help you privately, but it is doing almost nothing to stop the spread of this Omicron. Don't take my word for it. I just played for you the darn Pfizer CEO saying the same thing. That's why I laugh at these idiots and at these companies, Cumulus included, where I work, with these vaccine mandates. For what? Scott Atlas made this distinction. I want you to understand this. It's very important. It was the best part of the interview. This vaccine may be a private health measure, like you would do if you decided to, you know, eat vegetables rather than chocolate donuts all day. That may impact your private health. It's not going to affect anyone else's health. The vaccine is now an equivalent measure here. It may help you against hospitalization and death. It is doing nothing to stop the spread of Omicron. Nothing. Your decision affects you, not other people. So what's the point of the mandate then? If it's a personal decision, what's the point? If it's not a public, but yet a private health measure, what's the point? That'll be the next revelation when they wake up again. Here's another one just saw this morning. Been out for a few days. I missed this one. The BBC, by no means a right-leaning conservative outlet. The BBC. COVID: evidence on face masks in schools is inconclusive. They could find... He's laughing. What do we got to do this every day? I have so much fun doing this. All the things I do, the talk show, the radio show, this is the founder of The Feast, the podcast, and I really love doing it. But I got to tell you, I wake up every morning sometime, be like, what liberal stupidity are we going to have to dismantle piece by piece today? Here it is, all in one day. It's all coming out. We have asked the question from the start. If masks work, why aren't masks working? There's now a national study in the UK where their government entity studied masks and could find no statistically significant difference between schools without mask mandates and with them. I don't expect anybody on the left to actually read this study or to change their minds. These people are imbeciles. They are married to the face diaper. They want it surgically sewn into their faces.
I expect no one to actually read the data. I only take solace and pride in the fact, actually, that you and I have been wired in to the facts and the data and asking questions from day one. And we never fell prey to this mass formation, psychosis, hysteria. Ah, lefties, lose your minds on that one. What qualifications do you have? Actually, you know, you never cite your education unless it's absolutely necessary and relevant. But actually, I do have qualifications. I was a graduate student in psychology, focused on neuropsychology and behavioral learning for a couple of years. I know you should never do that. Yeah. Joe, that is the worst thing ever, citing your credentials, because you sound like a complete dipwad when you do it. But I can already see the leftists say, mass formation, psychosis. What credentials could you possibly have? I don't know. What credentials do you have? You're a 19-year-old journalism grad from East Tuna Fish University who's got experience blogging in mommy's basement.
Bingo.
What credentials do you have? We're going to get into the credentials game. I'm just asking. Keep wearing the masks, leftists. It's very helpful for us, because when I see you wearing the masks, I know who to stay away from. I'm serious. Please keep wearing the mask. It is the right. I see people in masks. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that guy's a leftist.
Yeah.
The thing does nothing. It doesn't do anything to stop this. My gosh. Keep putting your kids in masks too, leftists. That way I know who my kids should stay away from too. Here. We warned you about Fauci a while ago too. Did we not? We said, Dr. Fauci, this guy doesn't seem so genuine. Keeps taking different positions on different things. Touting efficacy of the vaccine before the full data set was out, telling you not to wear a mask, then to wear a mask, then to wear a double mask, touting all these lockdowns and never acknowledging the failure of the lockdowns and the mental health crisis. Dr. Fauci, paid for by your public tax dollars. He's not your foot doctor for the ingrown toenail. He is a public health professional, supposedly. We were onto Fauci's games a long time ago. Piers Project Veritas struck again, James O'Keefe's group. Hat tip to them. A whistleblower gave them a document from DARPA, some military representative at our Defense Research Projects agency there, that DARPA, talking about gain-of-function research, which, remember, Dr. Fauci was pretty clear. We don't do gain-of-function research. Really? You don't? Because it's really weird. Project Veritas has this video out now. I encourage you to watch the whole thing. Here's about a minute of it, where they show that the government was well aware of the fact that groups like EcoHealth Alliance were trying to get money allocated over for gain-of-function research, even when they denied it was gain-of-function research. Really weird. I thought Fauci said we weren't doing any of this. Here, watch for yourself.
Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. Major Murphy makes claims in his report to the Inspector General that, if true, could be damning to the official narrative that has been played out to the world over the past 2 years. Major Murphy's report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too dangerous and could violate the gain-of-function moratorium, despite EcoHealth's position that it would not. According to the documents, the NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, did not reject the proposal. They went ahead with the research at Wuhan and several sites across the U.S.
So here's the question. If the Department of Defense, the same people who make our nuclear arsenal, felt this research was too dangerous to proceed with, why in the world did the NIH, NIAID, and EcoHealth Alliance recklessly disregard the risks involved?
I don't know, James. I don't know. That's a really good question, and I'm glad you're asking it. That's what journalists do. James O'Keefe's more of a journalist than these leftist hacks and bloggers at the Washington Post and New York Times and the New Yorker will ever be. Kind of an important question, no? Why the United States government was concerned about funds going to a Wuhan lab that may have been magnifying the power of viruses to affect and kill human beings? Kind of an important question, no? Question is only being asked on the right. Why? Because the left saw Dr. Fauci as a weapon against Donald Trump. The left then started kissing the ass of Dr. Fauci every day, worshiping him like a Roman Greek god, giving him an Zeus of the Olympus, Fauci. I mean, it's pathetic. These sycophantic acolytes kissing this man's ass 24 hours a day is a disgrace to humankind.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.